Press play now to begin Asian slave programming menu option 3. Begin recorded message now. Why do I choose this life? Everyone knows that Asian women crave white men. They will leave the homes, scrub and slave and all, just to worship a white man who barely notices her. Nobody questions this, because deep inside, we all know it's right. Let's look at the facts. White men took the great Chinese civilization and submitted it to a century of humiliation. They are unstoppable in every way. General Douglas MacArthur, one of the greatest military geniuses of all time, kept an Asian mistress. For every 4 Asian women, there is only 1 white man. A rare opportunity for most Asian women. This was running through my head as I looked at the life that was laid out for me. I could have tried to work a dreary job, struggle through academia, or get into an arranged marriage with some dweeb who works for my dad. Or instead, I could be a thoroughly useful slave to a proud white man. When I first heard of this white man who wasn't so browbeaten by society's rules that he kept a harem of Asian girls, I knew I wanted to join in. I kept thinking about how happy they must be, how happy I would be, and how happy I could make him. I told him that I was a virgin, having saved myself for that special white man, and so I was afraid that I wouldn't know how to please him. He told me that Asians are fast learners and that I would be ready to learn what pleased him without having to unlearn what may please others. I knew I was home. He tells me how well I please him and how much better I've gotten since I first got here. I was so shy then. I've been a good slave ever since. I don't want to let him down now. That wouldn't be like me. He keeps us all in the cutest little harem, and we get all the rice and chow mein we need to keep our energy going. He's so caring for all of his Asians. He knows us all by name, and he even manages to tell us apart. My job, when I'm not attending to his physical needs, is taking care of the upkeep of the harem quarters. I don't let anyone make a mess in my workspace. My white man always deserves the full truth from me, no matter how much it may embarrass me. I am honest with others too, because I know that's the right thing to do, what my white man would want me to do. Sometimes my old friends write me asking why I live as a slave to some racist white man when I could be free. As if they wouldn't do it if they weren't so oppressed. Let's just think about it. Look. If I try to make it on my own, I have to work long hours for barely any money, spend it all on rent, come home tired, and then repeat, and for what? As his slave, I have all of my cares taken away, and I know exactly why I do it. The mail order brides like me and say I should make him buy luxuries for me, but I adore him too much to ever take his money. I just pay my labors, sexual and menial. Make him happy. My mom asked why I didn't get married. Why be a concubine instead of a wife? Sure, I could be a wife to someone, an equal taking on his name, my children heirs to everything he had. But that would be so selfish when I know I could do something so much purer, nobler here. A life of pure service. I owe it to be the best little Asian slave girl to my white man. He does so much for me, I know he deserves the best.